Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, so today we have RJ Benjamin in studio with us. Hello and welcome,
hey.
RJ. How are you?
It's nice to be back. I'm great.
It's lovely to have you. So today we're going to be looking at longevity in the music business.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Oh, my word.
That's difficult.
That's tough.
Yeah. And some real greats, sometimes we forget, are there just for a season. They remain great because in our memories they're great, but some for their own careers, it's very short-lived.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because some music is just eternal.
Yes,
of course. Know, yeah. I mean, I could probably say the same that for, you know, the song I featured on, which was Change the World. And,
yeah.
And I mean, people still ask me about that song. And
yeah.
And to them,
That was it. And
it still
remains.
Yeah. And every now and then I'll get like a student will come for like vocal coaching and we'll still talk about it as though it's 2009.
Sure. And so what's the formula to longevity in the business?
I think there's... Look, there's many, many paths you can take.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's generally two things that are going to happen to a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm specifically talking music.
Mm.
So, or maybe I should be even more specific and say singers.
Yes. Yes, and I think it's an important distinction.
Yes.
Yeah, because popularity has to do with what we see as well.
Quite a lot of
yeah.
it. You know, and I mean, I think one of the hardest things to do as a singer is just like consistently maintain and earn a living specifically from being that solo artist. In other words,
that
you
personality,
have
that thing.
Yes, and for the rest of your life,
yeah.
you are going to perform those songs.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you don't have to do anything else.
Yeah,
and I would say great examples of that we're currently seeing.
Yeah,
is I mean someone like Thandiswa Mazwai.
Yeah,
she still does it.
Like, but she takes big breaks though.
Oh, 100%. But I think she can. But she's been so. Look, she's a magical performer.
Yes, no, of course.
She's created some of the most timeless songs in the last 20 to 30
years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that will sustain her, I think, for the rest of her career.
Mm.
I think there are other artists that will go in the same direction. But,
because if we had to break it down, it's not just the talent. It's the stardom that comes with a singer. That you've got to have this thing, this extra thing about you.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's, you know, there are lots of talented people, but they don't have that thing. And they just sort of...
This might sound a bit self-deprecating, and I think you know me well enough to know that I am quite self-deprecating. But
always.
But I was early on...
Mm.
I knew that I loved to create music.
Yes.
I knew that I could sing,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know, or at least I didn't believe in myself as
to be a superstar.
Yes, or at least I didn't picture myself that
way. As a star. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I was studying, I wanted to be like the bass singer
in a band.
Or like in a Boys to Men Take Six type group. That was going to be me. I was going to be the shoot-oop guy. Okay, whatever.
But didn't see yourself as a solo superstar.
Not necessarily. I mean, I wrote the songs.
Yes, I get
definitely
it. But not seeing yourself center stage on your own with the spotlight on you.
I wasn't. And other people, I think, were seeing me that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kaz Abrams discovered me via a singing lesson, he heard something in me. And what he heard sounded like a star.
Mm.
And he was like, I think we can make him a star.
Yeah.
Now, Kaz, I don't know if you remember Kaz, but Kaz is an incredible performer.
Mm.
These days, he is one of the best personal trainers in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, You put Kaz on a dance floor and he will blow everyone off that floor.
Yeah.
He came to my wedding and he did exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the star of the wedding. Yes. You know, but so I think in a way I had the voice that Kaz wanted.
Got you. But he loved the spotlight.
And he had loves the charisma. Oh, yeah. My word. Kaz had the charisma. So yeah. I remember him saying to me, just do this.
Yeah. And it wasn't you. And that's the difficulty, isn't it? That sometimes you've also got to want it hard enough to give it that whole, because it's a lot to be a superstar. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's
it's a lot.
It's a big responsibility.
It's huge.
Yeah, and it's hard to manufacture that.
Yes. If it's not authentic.
Yes.
Because you've got to have a lot of stamina to keep it up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it takes a lot if you don't really have that
yearning.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I think to my credit, I recognize these things early. With me.
Mm.
Not that anyone necessarily said it, but even with those interactions with Kaz.
Mm.
I mean, one of my first performances was at the Rand Show.
Mm.
I can't remember if I had even released my album, which was 20 years ago.
Mm.
But Ishmael was the performer that went on before me.
Oh, wow.
And this was probably my first like public performance, and it was at the Rancho. It was it was on a massive stage. I think it was two, three, four thousand people watching, who didn't know who I was at that stage. Mm. But I just remember watching Ishmael and just being like,
"Wow,
I don't know how he does it.
He's got this magic." Yeah,
there's magic. There's the way he's
communicating. No, he's got a magic
connecting with the audience. Yeah, I mean, I learned all of that, and I found my thing.
Yeah.
But some people just
have it,
and I've seen him perform. You know, in the last, let's say, 2-3 years, he's still got it.
That there are people who are born performers.
Yeah.
They've just got this thing.
Yeah.
They stand up there and it just comes alive.
Absolutely. And, I mean, maybe even more recently, I would see like a Zoe Modiga as somebody who's got that.
Yeah.
I think for the rest of my life, I will be seeing Zoe Modiga perform on grand stages. I agree with you. It's meant to be. It's meant to be. And I feel like in my case, recognizing that that wasn't necessarily me, I realized I needed to acquire other skills and tools
to have a career still.
Yeah. Because I loved music. Yeah. So it was focusing on the craft of songwriting, focusing on the craft of music production.
Producing,
Of arranging, focusing on... I mean,
coaching and all
vocal
of those,
coaching was a complete accident, to be
really?
Honest. I thought the other things were definite.
Yes.
I really did. I thought I'll be writing songs for people until the day I die.
Mm.
That might still come true.
Mm. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I still believe that.
So. Yeah.
But my when I was studying, and I was studying singing, that was my first instrument, vocals.
Mm.
There was a subject which was private music teaching. We call it PMT, I think. Mm-hmm. Sheldon Leal will also know about this because he was there. And I kept on disagreeing with whatever was being taught. I don't know why, but there were certain things, and I would argue with our teacher, our lecturer, and I don't know. And eventually, I dropped out of the class because in my head, I was like, I don't need this.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't actually get my...
Didn't qualify.
I didn't qualify.
Oh, my goodness.
So, she came to me towards the end of our final year, and she sat me down in her office and she said, I don't know why I feel this way, but I think you'll be a great teacher. There's something about... I think she was watching me when I would work with bands, coach people how to to do backing vocals or whatever it was. She saw something. She said, I want you to finish and qualify because I actually want you to become a junior lecturer.
So let me ask you, whether do you enjoy teaching?
Absolutely.
It comes across as if you do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't believe that. Not at the time. I think I purely saw myself as like, I'm going to be a writer, producer.
Mm.
I'm going to make some music. I am going to sing some, record some songs and sing them. And that's my destiny. This teaching thing almost came by complete accident.
I get why. You're a natural teacher. But I also see why. Because you've got a fantastic temperament. I mean, people with with those very charged emotions are not great teachers, because, you know, things can get heated. But you've got really a nice temperament. Do you love writing as much?
Yeah. I do. Look, for me, there have been moments in my career where I was like, which one is going to come to the forefront and be the thing?
Mm.
And I always thought something would. I always thought like, okay, for example, not to repeat it, but like Change the World blew up and I thought, okay, here we go.
Mm.
This is what it's going to be. I'm just going to be performing type music for like years and years until I'm an old man, you know. And that didn't necessarily happen. I was still producing music. I was still a vocal coach. I was still writing songs for other people. None of those things ever really beat the other per se.
Interesting.
And I eventually came to accept that. It took a while because, I mean, this is something else you can discuss with Sheldon.
I also think it's a gift because you really are a musician's musician, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
And to do that, it's because you are able to touch all the points equally with equal amount of passion. And that's important sometimes.
I mean, just to quickly say this, like there was a stage when Sheldon and I were running a music school and I dropped out because I thought that the solo artist thing was going to blow up. It doesn't necessarily. I mean, you know, so if he's listening, then he'll be like, yeah.
RJ Benjamin is my guest. We're speaking longevity in the music business, and we'll be playing some music as we go along. Listen, give us a call, 086-000-0959, or send us a voice note if you like, 063-688-0959. So that's the music of D'Angelo. Many of you may know Another Life. We've got somebody who's got a comment for us. Quickly, just tell us why you've picked this song. And even Aljero, we never spoke about Aljero.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Aljero, that song in particular is probably one of the first songs I absolutely fell in love with. My dad's record collection is like...
insane.
Well, look, he's late now. Mm. He passed away in the early 2000s. Mm. But growing up...
Did you inherit the music?
Yes, I've got all of his vinyls.
Yes.
And, oh, man. I mean, Aljero was my gateway into jazz, 100%. Mm. Maybe Lou Rawls, but Aljero, because Aljero scatting was just beautiful. Mm. And this song, when I grew up, I mean, obviously there's Disney and all that kind of stuff, and it's beautiful and it's fantastical and all that, but there was also a lot of, like, sword and sorcery kind of fantasy movies coming out, and maybe as I was getting a little bit older and starting to fall in love, this song just connected with it. Let's pretend. Let's pretend we're in another world.
Yeah.
Falling in love.
Yes.
And I love the song. I love the melodies. I'm going to say this now. Yes. I'm absolutely going to do an a cappella version of this song.
Oh, okay. Like we'll wait.
A cappella harmony vocal version.
Okay, great. D'Angelo?
D'Angelo, he was like my musical North Star in a way, in the 90s. And part of me gets sad that he just doesn't release as often. But there's something, I can't believe it. It's 10 years since he released this album, Black Messiah.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. I'm like, what is he doing
right now? What's actually going on there?
Yeah, every 10, 20 years he releases an album, but you know, but he's created eternal music and you can't deny that. I mean, if from Brown Sugar to you know, Untitled, how does it feel to this? He has created like such timeless music that he can get on a stage whenever he wants, when he's 60 years old, when he's 70, hopefully when he's 80 or 90, and he can still perform that music.
Yeah. Mobile is calling us from Benoni. Hello, Mobile. Is Mobile still there? Mobile.
Hi, mommy.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you so much. Thanks. How are you guys?
We're good, thanks for calling. RJ is also here.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to ask two questions. So the first one is, how did he actually get into the game of music? Was it via mixing music, or was it just straight production?
Right. Yeah, I mean, my story is kind of dumb luck, but it started, I got offered a role as a junior lecturer. And I started teaching in that first year. I started teaching. I started taking on private students. One of the private students that came to me was a contestant on the first season of South African Big Brother. His name was Swerve. And he had a manager, a guy named Kaz Abrams, who was in the entertainment industry, kind of overheard me playing on the piano and started asking questions, said, do you write songs or whatever? Are these your songs? And he's like, play me some more stuff. And Kaz, off the back of that, was sold so hard on what I was... What
you were doing.
What I did for him. That he effectively funded me 30 grand to record a three-song demo, which I recorded at Jazzworks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Built this relationship with Jazzworks, in particular with Robin Cole, who from that experience started bringing me in as a producer and writer. In fact, I coached Lyra when they, she was around the whole Jazzworks stable. So that all happened, and then that three-song demo got me a record deal with Ghetto Ruff, and that was almost my CV as a songwriter. So when that album came out and played on big stations like Kai FM, other artists heard that and were like, "Oh my word! Who is this guy?"
Yeah.
And so I started getting calls and emails and messages. Can you write for me? And that's essentially how.
What's your interest, Mobile? Are you an aspiring?
Yeah. So right now I'm actually starting to branch out from my comfortable zone. I recently realized that I am strong in music, meaning I have a very good ear in music. I can make mixes for an hour and so forth. So I wanted to find out as what is the perfect way, or rather the most lucrative way to get in the industry. Is it via the production, or should I continue mixing and just posting it on YouTube until one realizes or recognizes me?
Look, I mean, if I'm using myself as the example, the key for me has been to try be as multi-skilled as possible. So it was ensuring I understood and knew how to play an instrument. From there, it was making sure, could I play more instruments? If I can't, do I understand how those instruments work? Can I arrange for those instruments? I knew I could sing, so I knew I had that ability. The teaching ability came purely by accident. If we're talking about production, it was just trying to make sure I could produce a wide variety of music. Sounds like you're doing some kind of sound engineering stuff, and even in that in that part of the music industry, just try and learn as much as you can in as many avenues as you can, whether that be live sound, whether that be producing, whether that be mixing. You can include mastering, all of these things.
Yeah.
Just try and be as multifaceted as you possibly can be, because when opportunities present themselves and you can say, I can do that, you can't say that if you don't have that skill, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
All the best, hey?
Thank you so much.
All the best, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Freddie.
Thank you. We're celebrating 20 years since your first album.
20 years since my first album. I've been teaching for 24. It's insane. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's flown by.
Yeah.
I'm now an old man teacher, which is cool because the students respect
me. It's good. Yes. Yes.
Grey hairs help in that department.
So we're going to take a quick break and then come back with some of your music as well and continue this conversation. Longevity in the music business. How does that work? I can see why you like the song.
Yeah.
I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah, I'd love to cover it one day.
Yeah, I can see that. Why did you pick this song?
Funny enough, the person who introduced me to Black Coffee. The person who introduced me to Kurt Elling was Black Coffee.
Oh, I see.
He was obsessed.
Yeah.
And this was pre, like, Black Coffee blowing up. I think I bumped into him. We were both shooting something for some kid's show. I don't know what it was, but it was a while back. And he was watching Kurt Elling on his phone. And I was like, oh my word. And then when was this? About 2012. After another failed relationship, I was feeling very sorry for myself. decided I was going to...
Isn't that when you fall in love with music most of the time?
Oh, man. But this song came just in time. I find songs do that for me. Songs are like my best therapist ever. And this song... I mean, I heard it. It's a beautiful guitar that starts it off. But then he starts talking about all these relationships. You know, too many lovers in your life, they come and go. Mm. I can't remember the next line, but he says, "And I'm waiting for the girl who never say goodbye." Mm. And that, and in that moment, that's exactly how I felt. I'm waiting for the girl who will never say goodbye. Mm. And then, like a few months later, that I meet my wife.
She wrecks up.
And
this, the rest is history.
You know, we've been married for nine years.
Good.
So
good.
We're going for a decade. So things are good. Yeah. Thanks, Kurt.
So, we were speaking earlier about longevity, and as now that you're a teacher, and you see people come and go all the time, can you spot a star?
Yes.
What is it that they? What is the thing that makes a star a star?
A real star. Mm-hmm. It's talent, mm-hmm. and lots of students have talent, mm-hmm. but it's this absolute like drive and hunger.
Yeah.
Like no matter what you're doing, you want to absolutely.
Because RJ,
do the best,
isn't it? So there's talent, and the thing that makes the person the star is this other extra stuff. The other extra stuff.
Oh yes.
So you look at somebody like a Beyonce, right?
Mm.
So what sets Beyonce apart is, for the longest time, she just didn't stop. I mean, she was a machine.
Yeah.
She just kept going and going and eventually she became the culture. But that was just like niggling at it for a long time, over consistently at it.
Yeah.
She works bloody hard. I mean, say what you want.
Oh, at the highest level. Oh, yes.
She works extremely hard.
Yeah.
And that results in her being part of the culture.
Yes.
In the end, that's the result.
Yes.
But boy, that's a lot of hard work.
Oh, it's a lot of hard work. I mean, just to give an example, in a lesson environment. So, so I've got one exercise, which I give to all my students. It's a very basic breathing exercise. Ideally, you want to start at breathing from the diaphragm. Mm. But then the exercise is literally a hissing exercise. Mm. Don't hiss too hard, don't hiss too soft. Mm. So it can't be, and you let everything out. It's somewhere in the middle. Okay. Mm. And the goal for a professional singer is to be able to sing 60 seconds.
Mm.
Most people will get somewhere between, let's say, 15 and 25. Okay, and most singers that I train...
60 minutes?
60 seconds.
Seconds, okay.
Yeah. Most singers that I train, and when I say most, maybe... So if I teach, let's say on average, 30 to 40 students a year,
mm-hmm.
most of them will never get past maybe 40 seconds.
That hissing thing.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the most basic exercise.
Really?
But most people will just...
And what is that? What makes it so hard?
Nothing. It's just that a lot of people just give up.
I get you. I totally get you.
Now, I can tell you that there are some...
I get you.
Some performers who are some of the best singers in this country,
mm-hmm.
who are some of the most consistent singers in this country that I have taught, who I've given that exercise to, have made sure that they get 60 seconds.
It's that. It's making sure you work at it, work at it, work. Word. That's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. There was someone who doesn't need to.
Yes.
Who does not need to. This person has
who's
gone
got
well
it?
Over a decade.
Who's got it?
Yeah. No, they've got it. They don't have to
but
do
they
it.
Keep at it. They keep practicing.
And I said this to them, this was probably in November. Before we said, enjoy the holidays, I'll see you later. This person made sure that they had it, and they showed me. They sent me a video. I was like, I cannot believe it. This is when talent meets
the commitment.
Yeah.
Because it's actually the commitment that gets you through that line that you've got to pass.
Yeah.
It's the dedication and not giving up.
Yeah.
It's all of that.
It's all of it.
Hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
But you have to be so like driven and determined that
it's
like
a marathon.
The hardships of it.
Yeah. Yes. are okay because you want it so much.
You want to get to that other side and be like, I've got the 60 seconds.
Yes.
You know, like I sold the whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I performed to 20,000 people, whatever it may be, you know.
And so that's what makes a star, I suppose. That I person that, that keeps at it. And I suppose it's the same for sportsmen and all of that. You just work consistently as much as possible.
Yeah, and I think especially if you're a... So my model has been the pivot. I mean, I've been a musical director on TV shows. I mean, these days I do quite a lot of music for TV and film. So that's been another pivot. Mm. That's been my career. For those kind of singers who have that long career, I think you eventually have to look at this exactly like you're a pro sports person.
Yeah, yeah.
And you start building this team around you. Yeah. You know? And a vocal coach is often...
You need a coach.
Yeah.
You need a coach.
Yeah.
I think all great people never stop having a coach. If it's an actress, you don't stop having a coach. Doesn't matter how great you are. Same vocal, you have to have a coach.
Yeah, you can't just do this on your own. You can't. And truth be told, like a lot of these performers who have these long, long successful careers, they don't stop learning. They do go to coaches. Yeah. Lots of the coaches around Joburg, South Africa.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the case.
So then what makes the magical song? Can you tell that this song is going to be, it's going to blow up?
Not necessarily. I mean... But I think sometimes you can. I mean, look, obviously, you can be a magical singer and not have the and not have the song.
Yeah.
But I mean, I taught one of my old students was someone named Ayanda.
Mm-hmm.
I think her surname's Ntlangoti. Mm-hmm. I think that's her surname. I hope I didn't just destroy your surname, Ayanda. She has three kids, but two of them who have become pretty popular on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Their social media handle is Biko's Mana. I hope they don't mind me speaking about them.
Yeah.
But Biko is the girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's the young girl. Teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Plays guitar. Mm-hmm. So does Mana. They both sing beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the younger brother can also harmonize.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the talent in that family is... Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how beautiful it is. And I didn't know anything about them. And they were sitting in my studio and I said, just sing me a song. Let me have a listen.
Mm.
And there's just something special there. Obviously in particular, she is the kind of lead singer within that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something when they started and I just... I didn't know anything about it.
You could spot that.
I'm not on social media.
That
so
this is it.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know they had like millions of followers.
Oh.
But I mean, the hairs... On my whole body except for my head, but because there's no head left there, but was just standing up, I can't put my finger on it, but there's just something magical there, and they don't have the song yet, not as far as I know. But man, if they find that song.
That's you're waiting. The moment is, it's just almost here.
Yeah, it's like that whole preparation.
Meets.
It's the same thing with talent and a great song.
Yeah.
You get the right voice with the right song.
Yeah.
Something
RJ, it's always lovely seeing you.
Oh, yeah,
it
so
feels
good
like
you,
it just flew by.
It always does.
It's lovely seeing you. It's
Thank
really
you.
Great to have you here.
Oh,
and all the best.
It's
a new year, so we're looking forward to a great year with you.
Thank you. Thank you. All the
all
best
right,
you.
Folks. Thank you. This is it. We'll be back on Monday at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.